Classic Hits, 10:26 for Eve Kabakai and the Witch Sundays. It's become a big issue and a big news in regards to what the council might do in regards to fluoride in the water. And out of today's paper, it looks like the council might be throwing it out to the general public saying, well, we want to know what you think. Should we or should we not have fluoride in the water? I think it was put into our water, about 4 years ago. There was one stage there when the actual plant where they put the fluoride in wasn't working for weeks and the council were called out on that. But councillors want to gauge public opinion before they commit to any decision. I was having a chat to my doctor yesterday, Dr. Malcolm Rutledge from the City Street Medical Centre, and I've got him online with me this morning. And morning, Doc, how are you going?
Pretty good, sir.
Hey, you're against fluoride in the water.
I am against fluoridation of water, absolutely. I think we need to make a clear distinction here between the benefits of fluoride as applied to teeth by dentists and you know, in other words, applied directly to teeth, right, and putting fluoride in the water as a treatment or a preventer of tooth decay. There is good evidence for the benefits of fluoride applied to teeth.
Right, yes.
That's
sure.
Not what we're talking about here. And people who support fluoridation of the water oftentimes conveniently confuse the two. In fact, there is no evidence to support any benefit whatsoever from fluoridation of the water supply.
Really?
If you look at two particular areas, and I had a good look at this last night.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at experience in Europe, there is no difference in tooth decay incidence between communities that are fluoridated and communities that are not fluoridated.
Okay.
If you look at the data that New South Wales Health Department produced last year,
right,
if you look at that carefully, you'll see that there has been no benefit in or no improvement in tooth decay in 6-year-olds and 12-year-olds, and they're the two target groups that were looked at in the surveys, over the last 20, 30 years.
Right.
And in fact, if anything, tooth decay on the rise again.
Tooth decay is actually on the rise again.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is fluoride a poison?
It depends on what quantities you're talking about.
Okay.
We have poisons in our water supply. We have arsenic. We have lead. We have, in some cases, naturally, fluoride in such small quantities that there is no obvious problem.
Okay.
But I suppose you can liken that to a man falling out of a window.
Yes.
He has absolutely no problems. He's perfectly fine until the last microsecond when he hits the ground.
Well, that is probably true too.
And we don't know where that ground is.
Mm.
In fact, we don't even know for sure that we're falling. I suppose the final issue is one of ethics.
Ethics, yes.
Is it ethical to medicate an entire population for some perceived benefit for a few? And if you look at the New South Wales data from last year,
right,
they conveniently sidestepped the issue by saying ethics don't apply to large populations, they only apply to individuals.
Okay, so basically what you're saying there is that we're being obviously drinking something and forced to drink something that we've got no say in, and that's wrong ethically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't believe, and I think the ethicists would have a wonderful time with the New South Wales government statement that ethics don't apply to large populations.
No. Yeah. Fair
they
enough.
Apply to large populations.
Yeah.
They
all right.
Apply to everyone.
Yep. So okay. So definitely a no on your behalf in regards to fluoridisation in the water.
Well, from the council's point of view, it's expensive to put it in and benefit.
Yeah, fair enough, Doc. All right, no worries. Look, I really do appreciate your time. I know you're a busy person, and I'm sure that will have a lot of steam with people that are listening right now in regards to what their thoughts are with fluoride in the water.